I welcome you most warmly again to these deep deliverance meetings. I have a word for somebody. Those ones who have gathered together, calling themselves your antagonists, they shall be the instrument of your celebration. Now listen carefully. There is something in our local English. We say Christmas goat. Christmas goat. That's our local language. But in the spiritual realm, it means somebody is being prepared, being fed fat, until it's good enough to kill and eat. There is the Christmas goat syndrome that is affecting people. There are powers. They are preparing a person for destruction. There are powers. They are feeding a person's problems so that the problem can get fatter. There are powers that will leave a man to prosper. Say you want money, take it. Want to marry, take it. Want to have children, take it. And as he is taking those things, he is not having respect to his own soul again. Not knowing that they are preparing it as a Christmas goat. It is only the Christmas goat that will still be eating food when he knows he's dying tomorrow. Because he is completely ignorant. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that is targeting your season of glory shall die violently. A sevenfold level. Four powers are responsible for preparing people as Christmas goods. Four powers. And let me go through them little by little. The prayer we're going to pray here tonight, if you are afraid, maybe you should not pray. Because the prayer will get to a level if there are satanic agents or intermediary or a witchcraft consultant against anyone here. Once we issue the judgment from here, anything can happen. And I know there will be somebody here today. The strong man that has been pursuing you from your mother's womb shall be buried alive tonight. Four powers preparing people as Christmas goods. They push people forward. They make him go through school. They give him good certificates. They make him marry. Then as he's about to begin to enjoy the fruit of his labor, they have fed him enough and they strike him down. Which are these powers? The first one is in Psalm 18 verse 45. Psalm 18 verse 45. There's a lady here. You came here with a strange mass under your tummy. If you touch it as I'm talking now, you find that it's disappearing. The power of God is coming upon you. Even as you are listening to me here. Psalm 18 verse 45. It says, the strangers shall fade away and they will be afraid out of their close places. So the first power is the strangers. They are there, but they are not supposed to be there. They are operating there. They are not supposed to be there. The Bible calls these powers strangers. I decree an exit of any stranger troubling anyone here. In the name of Jesus. Number two. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 23. Mark 11:23. It says this, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. The second power is called dark. mountain. A mountain stands between you and your breakthrough. I'm praying for somebody here today. The mountain that has been boasting against you shall be destroyed by the power of God. So, what is the first group? Second group? Now, number three. In the same Mark chapter 3, verse 27. Mark 3:27. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except if we first bind the strong man, and then it will spoil his house. The third entity is called the strong man. The strong man. The spiritual entity assigned to sponsor and to promote a satanic program. The headmaster in the school of warfare that is assigned against a person is the strong man. The strong man. May the strong man assigned against your destiny be buried here tonight in the name of Jesus. Light your amen, roar like thunder. The fourth power is in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power, of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The fourth power is serpents and scorpions. These are the four powers responsible for what you can call the Christmas goat syndrome. The strangers, the mountain, the strong man, serpents and scorpions. The strangers, the mountain, the strong man, and then serpents and scorpions. Do some very serious thinking here tonight. Think back seriously, beloved, so you can know where to shoot your arrows tonight. This is a deep deliverance service. And we're going to the depth of why people remain in bondage. And those kind of things that could prepare somebody for eventual destruction. That will prepare a person for eventual failure. The kind of power that are polishing the shoes that will take you to failure. Think very cleverly now. Let your thinking be deep. There was a man of God, very strong for Jesus. He was reading medicine to start with. But when he got born again, he left medicine and went to Bible college instead. A strong man of God. But he noticed that even as a pastor, anytime he prayed for people concerning anything, God answers. But anytime he faces a demon, faces the power of darkness, those powers will give him a fight. And they will tell him categorically, "We are not going out." And they will not go out. So he was embarrassed. He went to the Lord in prayers and said, "Father, all other prayers I pray, it works. Why does my deliverance prayer not work?" The Lord said, "It cannot work because, remember, you come from a polygamous home. Your mother is the last wife and you are the only son. So your mother has protected you with certain fetish power so that they won't kill you when you were young. Fetish insurance, magical immunity, satanic fortification. So those things your mother used then to protect you from the other wives killing you, they are still on ground in spite of the fact that you are a pastor and you are born again. You need to break that bondage." Until he now went for deliverance himself to break these things, he never was able to address any enemy. I'm praying for somebody here today. Anything your parents have done in ignorance to protect you, not knowing that they are handing you over to the devil, I declare you free tonight. In the name of Jesus. Light your amen, roar like thunder. So you need to think back tonight. Some of us might have forgotten these things. But the enemy does not forget. Demons have a good memory. They don't forget anything. Did they use protective charm for you as a child? You have a deep bondage to break. Could you remember when you were a baby, your mother took you somewhere and they put multiple crosses on your neck? Any cross where they put hole inside is no longer the cross on which Jesus died. It has become another cross called Hank, and Hank is a cross of witchcraft. Did they put those things on your neck? You will need deliverance from a deep bondage. Is there any protective mark on your face? You will need a deep deliverance. Do you remember using some waistband to protect you so that the enemy will not kill you? You will need a deep deliverance. Do you remember as a lady there are some beads you used to put on your waist without caring where the beads came from? That may be the reason why you're having some trouble now. Can you remember as a child your parents bringing you into the room and giving you things to lick? We don't know where it's coming from. And then you lick it. Could you still recollect this? Could you recollect that there is a pot of concoction in your family that everybody has to drink from? Do you remember the man who used to come to your house and put incisions on the body of the children? Do you remember the birth you have by the waterside? All those things, they are preparing a person as a Christmas ghost. If you do not break it. Do you remember calling for a satanic party where food is shared out? Do you remember using lucky charms? Do you remember whether they gave you some special bed lining or cover for protection? Have you ever given the air on your head, the air under your armpit, your pubic hair to somebody else for any form of thing? Do you remember whether you have used any form of protective juju before, or fetish power or magic in the house where you live? Do you remember when you were a young lady, your father made for you a satanic contraceptive to keep you from getting pregnant? Do you remember as a twin whether they were cooking beans for you on Friday or Tuesday or as the case may be? Do you remember whether they have ever prayed on powder for you, a satanic powder to rub your face? They say it's for favor, but it's really not for favor. Can you recollect whether when you were a child, every time of the year, there's a particular time of the year, they must slaughter a goat, they must slaughter a chicken for you? Do you remember that whether when you got married, they asked you to supply a goat, which you supplied, and they didn't kill the goat, you didn't know what happened to the goat? Do you remember whether when you were in the world, you were using protective rings, or the fighting type, and they gave you fighting rings? Do you remember whether your parents got you honey? They said you should be licking honey for intelligence when you were young. Do you have a special pajamas you wear? Take your mind back to all this. These are instruments of Christmas goat syndrome. Have you ever been to any spiritual place where they ask you to take off your shoes? And so you go there barefootedly. When they move you into a spiritual place barefootedly, your being barefooted gives direct access, link to your life and the spirits underground. If you have participated in such barefooted prayers before, you have been connected to some unseen powers from the ground. Such powers can even suck your blood from your feet. I want you to understand that God is not under your feet. Some people, when they go to such gatherings, when the demonic electric current transfers to them from under the feet, they now begin to shake and issue curses, which ignorant people call messages. If you have ever been to those kind of environments, you have things to break here tonight. If you have ever received such prophecies upon your destiny, you need to cancel them tonight. Have you noticed that sometimes it seems as if there is some other person in your room? As if you are not there alone. There is a presence there. Have you noticed that you always see a particular person in the dream? Always. And you have never met the person in real life before. Some actually are seeing the spirits, evil spirits attached to their families. I remember that small boy that came for deliverance many years back. He claimed that as he was going to school, at the age of 10 or so, he met a woman by the roadside. The woman was naked from waist up, and the woman had about 7 breasts, and the breasts were large and were touching her legs. And he called the name of this boy. Say, come. I'm your wife. But I said, no. Be this strange woman. I'm not. And the woman disappeared. The boy ran back home. And I said, Daddy. See what I've just seen. He described. He thought the daddy was going to raise alarm. But the man just said, And I've been praying to see this woman. Why didn't she show herself? Why is it that it's you now that she is showing herself to? That is our central power. Who give people money now? She has shown herself to you. It was a bondage. I'm praying for somebody here. Any follow spirit from your father's house that is monitoring your destiny, I bury them alive. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Have you ever felt that there is a strange power controlling you? They are making your choices for you. They embarrass you and fill your dreams with their presence. They are remotely controlling anything you are doing. Beloved, the truth is this. Many human beings are being controlled by forces they don't know. They don't know at all. In those days when they were shooting armed robbers at Babbage, they would arrange them and start shooting them, killing them in the public. Crowd used to gather to go and watch it. Do you know that even inside that ground, when they are shooting armed robbers, some people were still stealing there. Showing that there are forces that many people cannot master or understand that control them. A lot of people don't know that a lot of things happening in the world is controlled spiritually. And that is something you should know and address. It is the spiritual that comes before the physical. Many are being used to play football by dark spirits. They use them to play wicked games. And the person rushes about for help. When you rush to a native doctor A, he will contact B. This one is coming. Take anything you want to take and send him away. They begin to rotate the person from person to person. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power using you as a game and toying with your destiny, they will be disgraced here tonight. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud and clear. Are you here and you are suffering from sexual perversion? Females wanted to behave like males. Males wanted to behave like females. It's due to some spirits confusing them. Nothing works for such people until they begin to deal with this kind of spirits. If you are here tonight and you are a lady and you had a flat chest before and your parents had to make sacrifices to water goddess before you develop big or normal breasts, know it for sure that breast does not belong to you now. It's from the water. And so don't be alarmed when the breast is giving you headache. So if you are married and you are using borrowed breasts, you will definitely have marital problems. And all kinds of other terrible things will be happening. I'm praying for anyone here. If your parents have unconsciously put you into a bondage, let that bondage be broken to pieces now. In the name of Jesus. I'm just trying to explain to you the principles of the Christmas goat syndrome. Christmas goat syndrome. Sometimes when things happen, the thing did not start that day. It happened quietly. Quietly. When a person is getting himself involved in sexual immorality is a very effective satanic device to enslave people and to attract the judgment of God. Sexual immorality. Listen to me very well. There's no point. You coming for deep deliverance, I will not tell you how the deepest bondage can happen. Sexual immorality brings about the transference of some spiritual trait, like poverty. That is, a man can transfer poverty upon a woman, and then the woman will transfer her prosperity. So the man now becomes rich, and the woman becomes poor, sexual. Things like demotion, insanity, epilepsy can be transferred to sexual intercourse. Sexual immorality implies a covenant. It implies a soul tie. It implies exchange of blood. Whenever a man or a woman have sex outside marriage, you enter into the spirit realm illegally. And sex is a spiritual thing, not physical. You join to the spirit of allotry and you become one with that partner. If the person has witchcraft, you become a witch. If he's possessed, you are possessed. You become a weapon in satanic armory. Through sexual immorality, you take away from there something you did not have. And then you leave a part of yourself behind. You deplete yourself and split your soul. Then if you are the kind that you sleep around, you have sex with more than one man, more than one woman, you fragment and split your soul into pieces. Then it's now so easy for the enemy to cage you. Some of the greatest troublesome bondage ever acquired in life were acquired through sexual intercourse. It does not matter whether you use condom or you don't use condom. The condom does not prevent the demons from transferring themselves. And this is a very, very serious matter. Reuben was supposed to be the greatest. They gave him good qualification. So you are the excellency of my strength. Say, but thou shall not excel. Why? Sexual bondage. And then, the more you repent and go back to it, come back again, and you are going back and forth, the enemy built a castle in you that is now difficult to dismantle. These are things that prepare people for Christmas good syndrome. There is something called spiritual marriages. Many dream of wedding those they do not know. Some dream of a particular person laying claim that he or she is married to them. I remember that sister at the age of 39. She prayed with anger. She said, Father, you must help me. I cannot continue like this. Show me the secret behind my problem. And for the first time, she had a dream. She was in a church. And a wedding ceremony was going on. And the pastor was conducting the wedding. But something said to her, who is your husband? Look at the face. By the time she would look, it was her own father. I said, Daddy, I can't marry you now. No, I can't marry you. The man answered, since your mother died, you are now the wife. So you can't marry. So for the first time, it was clear to her where our marriage problem was coming from. Many dream of sexual intercourse by known or unknown faces. Some even dream of a woman with a male organ sleeping with them. Some actually experience sex without seeing the personality. Some ladies experience a situation in which a group of men have sex with them one after the other, but they can't see them. All the marriage in the spirit realm, sexual intercourse with spirit beings, they all serve the purposes of Satan. If such things go on and is not addressed, the result is sickness, defilement, depression, discouragement. That the prayer life is paralyzed. Spiritual exercises are now weak. Bad luck. Embargo. Blockages. Failure after such sexual pollutions. Marriage chances are blocked by jealous spirit spouses. Sometimes a man proposes to a lady, I want to marry you. In the dream of that man, they will confront him. If you go there again, you can't marry her, she belongs to us. It's those spirit husband. For some people, it's so terrible. After the spirit of God has slept with them, he will put money under their pillow when they wake up. And some will take such monies and begin to spend it. Some have been threatened by spirit spouses with suffering if they ever try marriage. And when some people don't stop this, a lot of blockages and disturbances begin to happen. Gynecological problems, hindrances and all kinds of things. Normal marital life will not be enjoyable. Then when it gets to the level where the person is having spirit children, deep deliverance is needed to break all those past sexual soul ties, to renounce the evil marriage covenant, to cancel the marriage contract, and to destroy the marriage certificate and their tokens and gifts. These are the things that push people into this kind of thing. I've shared this with you here before. Many years back, it was a wedding ceremony, and they were there at the altar. That time we didn't know anything, and they were telling the woman, "Will you take this man as your wedded husband to love and to cherish the dead? Do you part?" She said, "No." The pastor thought she didn't hear very well. He repeated the charge. "You, so and so, will you take so and so?" She shouted at the pastor. I said, "No." And the poor bridegroom was crying. I said, "Please say yes. Please say yes." She was saying, no. None of us knew, because we were ignorant, that she was seeing a spirit husband right there at the altar. And the spirit husband was saying, "If you say yes, you die." And since she kept saying no, they had to cancel the wedding. It couldn't go on. That was many years ago. Many years ago. They're talking about early 70s. If it's now, we know what to do. If you came to the altar of Mountain of Fire to marry, and you were not drunk before you got there, and now you now got there, and you are saying no. Amen. We just order you to be packaged away from that altar to the back, where they can put some fire prayer on your head, and then return you to the same altar. So ask her again. Ask her. Amen. So this is why, if you have ever witnessed a mantle of fire and miracles in marriage, you will hear them say, "I break every covenant with spirit husband. I break that place." Why are they getting married there? Tonight, you and I have prayers to pray. They are serious prayers. They may sound strange, but don't worry. You pray them and see what will happen. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, just raise up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen." How many of you did your night vigil last night, 30 minutes? If you did it, shout hallelujah. You begin to see the manifestation of the results. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. A lot of people have eaten so many things from the table of the devil. Those things, they need to come out. Stretch your right hand towards me now. Let your amen be dynamic as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be louder than that. Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your liquid fire, let your raw power fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. As you use these hands, anything you have eaten or swallowed that the enemy has been using against your destiny, they shall backfire in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of darkness that has been harassing your destiny, on using this hand, they shall flee. in the name of Jesus. Say this after me loud and clear. Say, these strangers shall be afraid. And they shall fade out of their close places. These strangers shall be afraid. They shall fade out of their close places. In the name of Jesus. Get yourself ready now. Your stomach. Your stomach. Your stomach. Get yourself ready. This is time for physical and spiritual poison to jump out. Get yourself ready. So I'm going to smite that stomach. 1, 2, 3. Look at what is happening over there. There is an earthquake taking place. 4, 5, 6, 7. You have been hiding for years. You cannot hide again. Tonight is tonight. My potter sat here. Yes. Get yourself ready again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silence now. Just retain the hand in your stomach. Let that be silence. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Any evil tree growing in the body of anyone now, conscious or unconscious, Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I command it to be uprooted. It's happening. Anyone here in this gathering, and there are powers moving about in your stomach, they are moving about in your womb area, they are causing trouble for you in that area, I set them ablaze. In the name of Jesus. That's the fire. That's the fire. Every effect of any evil dedication upon the life of anyone here, by the power in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, get yourself ready again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Aha. Now, these three prayers, you may put your hand down. These are deep deliverance prayers. They are not ordinary prayers. So it is dangerous to keep quiet. It is dangerous to pray quietly. It is dangerous not to be violent. Sir, powers! Stealing from my land. Can I hear you shouting this? In the name of Jesus. 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 Open your mouth. Open your mouth. They have been stealing from you. They cannot continue stealing. Bapata sapola kaya bo shantaraba. Da riboko sapende kaya ba. Continue. Jesus. That's out of place. This is not a day to negotiate. The time for negotiation is gone. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is wonderful. Wonderful. I'm going to count seven from here. When I reach the dot of seven, the power of God is going to fall upon those who are suffering from polygamous witchcraft. And the strong man of that polygamous witchcraft will be separated from their lives. Makapota Santia. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You must be released. Enough is enough. They have troubled your destiny too much. Say, marine power, fighting my star. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Bapota Sechiarika. Open your mouth. Just. Papota setende kaya moshenteraba. Papola boka pende kata. Bariba sepende. Open your mouth. Something is happening here tonight. Be released. From the grip of marine powers. Be released now. Be released now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. This is number three. Whether you understand it or not, just pray. Power of masquerades. Assigned to sleep in my house. Can you shout this loud? In the name of Jesus. Yes. Tonight is tonight. Bakata sepende kaya boshanta. Ripa sepende kaya boshenteraba. Balakatanda kaya boshenteraba. Besentiali katenda. Bakapola kaya bokosheba. Jesus. Amen. Yes. Yes. If you have any infirmity in your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon the place. Father, it is written that you yourself bore our infirmity and took care of our sicknesses. The sharpness of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. You witchcraft sponsored infirmity. Familiar spirit sponsored infirmity. Marine power sponsored infirmity. Your time is up. I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Every problem in the eyes, problem in the neck, problem in the armpit, problem in the womb, problem in the kidney, problem in the liver, problem in the bones, receive healing now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Check it very well. Whatever you could not do before you got here, begin to do so. You cannot use your legs, stretch the leg. You can't use your hands, stretch the hand. You can't use your eyes, begin to see. You can't turn your head, begin to turn it. If you have any swelling in your body, check it off now. Check it off now. That's the power of God coming upon that woman. Thank you, Jesus. Check your body. If you find that you have been healed, please quickly find a way to the altar here. Don't wait for the devil to put it back on you. We are still in prayer now. Don't wait for the devil to put it back. Run quickly to the altar here. You brought a condition here, it has disappeared. Stretch your right hand towards me now. Father, let your anointing and the fire that breaketh yokes come upon these hands now. In the name of Jesus. Wherever infirmity is hidden, let the power of God chase them out of their hiding place. You, the serpent and scorpion of infirmity, lose your hold now. In the name of Jesus. Now, get yourself ready. Anywhere you're having pain or trouble in your body, it's time to smite the enemy so that the enemy will flee. Get yourself ready. Don't feel sorry for that place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Check your body now. Check it again. Do what you are not able to do. Power of God is coming upon you. Do it again. Do it again. And immediately you find that you have been healed, run quickly to the altar here. Don't let the devil put it back. Run quickly to the altar here. Look at what is happening to that sister. Check that swelling place. It's gone. That stony object is gone. That leg that looks heavy is gone. The heaviness has disappeared. Find a way quickly to the altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now say, power of the stranger! Power of the strong man! Upon my destiny! Death! In the name of Jesus! Yes. Bapota sepati la katayaba. Dariko sepende ke yabo shente rabasanta. Aha, aha. Look at what is up over there. Tonight is tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. The strong man against my destiny. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Something is happening here tonight. Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. If you are that person here, you could not urinate before you got here. Go and check now. And then run to the altar quickly. The hand of God has touched you already. And if you are that person too, you have this banging headache, as if something is being dropped on your head. All you need to do where you are is to lay your right hand upon your head. and keep it there until I say remove it. As we are praying this next prayer. Honors of evil, Lord! Carry your Lord! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Jesus. 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 Baste pete ketenda kaya boshanta. Palika tende kaya. Aha. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Jesus said, if any of you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, say it shall be so. This is the time to deal with those problem mountain that has been facing you. You concentrate on that mountain now. Whatever obstacle that is before you, whatever problem you are going through, begin to visualize it as a mountain. Begin to visualize it as a mountain. He said, who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. It's a problem mountain in my life. There! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. That's why you are here. This is not a place to negotiate. We are not here to negotiate. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Makapola boshente rabo sapia leka. Darika soponde kaya boshente rabo kolaba. In Jesus, then we pray. That woman over there, they say you have a problem in your womb area. Now grip that womb with your two hands and make sure you pray this prayer more than anyone here. I didn't say lay hands on, I said grip it. Aha, now you are going to talk like this with authority and with power. Serpents and scorpions! My life is not your candidate! Death! In the name of Jesus! That's right! Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. Aha! That man over there, an angel is standing beside you. You have lost your wealth. But then, you have prayed with your heart tonight. Within the next 24 hours, what you have lost in years, you shall repossess them. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. You are going to sing these three songs and pray one more prayer. And then you begin to see the hand of God in a mighty way. Sing these songs with all your heart. Believe in the Lord for a massive touch of His power upon your body, your soul, and your spirit as you sing this powerful song.
Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch my soul. And I was praying. Praise you, my Father. Somebody touch my soul.
Hallelujah.
Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch my soul. When I was praying. Pray to my Father, somebody touch my soul.
Hallelujah.
Somebody touch me, somebody touch my soul.
Hallelujah.
When I was praying, praying to my Father, somebody touch my soul.
There is power
in the blood of Jesus.
Let God arise and my enemies be scattered.
Let God arise and my enemies be scattered.
Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Hallelujah.
Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise, and my enemies be scattered.
Amen. Before you sleep tonight, that last song you sang, sing it for 15 minutes, non-stop.